On the way, why your teeth might be harming your athleticism. Before that, though, did you find you picked things up much more easily when you were young? Or have you heard that you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Well, this could be because the brain becomes much less flexible as it ages. And while we can still learn as adults, it takes much longer and knowledge tends to stick less well. Don't I know it? But now researchers think they might be able to reverse this. Stanford University brain scientist Carla Schatz has discovered a molecule in the brain which, if she deactivates it, makes learning become much easier.
Why is it that kids have brains that seem to be able to learn like sponges? And in particular, I've always wondered why it is it's so easy to learn several languages as a child. But as I try to learn French as an adult, it is impossibly difficult for me. And so we have been studying what are known as early critical periods of development and trying to understand mechanisms, because the language problem is a great example of a critical period for learning language. It's easy to learn in the child, but hard to learn in the adult.
So would you say then that it's not just language, that this is a phenomenon generalizable to the way the entire nervous system works? It's not just language, it could apply to how your visual system processes what you see, how your ears process what you hear, and so on.
Yes, this is definitely a general problem, and it's in fact known that, for example, the visual system has a similar critical period, because it turns out, you know, we have two eyes and we only have one view of the world. And during a critical period of postnatal development, the brain learns how to combine the separate images from the two eyes into one single seamless binocular view of the world. And this has to happen with normal vision through both eyes during this early developmental critical period, which in kids is up until the age of around six or so. If it doesn't, then if an eye, for example, is weak, you know, kind of a lazy eye, or maybe it had a congenital cataract, and if that's not corrected during the critical period, then the vision through that eye is extremely diminished and possibly even there's blindness. On the other hand, you know perfectly well that if your grandmother gets a cataract as an adult, having normal vision throughout her life, even if the cataract isn't corrected for a number of years, once it is, she can see perfectly well again.
Why do you think that the brain has evolved to be like a sponge when we're little, but extremely fixed and rigid as you get older? Is that to stop me having to go to medical school again?
The answer, I think, is really that when we're young, in terms of evolution, we almost certainly have to learn rapidly. We have to learn a number of lessons extremely fast. But on the other hand, if we have that same kind of rapid learning that allows for connections to kind of be loosened the way they are when we're young, if we have that when we're old, we might lose things. And as you say, wouldn't it be awful to have to go back to school again? I couldn't imagine it.
And do you have any insights into what is going on biochemically in the brain to mean that those connections are much more fluid when we're little and we learn very quickly, but as we get older, then they do become more fixed and it's much harder to change behavior?
Well, this is part of the discovery that we've made, because we've been trying to learn what are the underlying molecules that are mediating this kind of early flexibility, but later perhaps slightly more rigidity. Obviously, we're not totally rigid because we can still learn as adults. And we discovered molecules that appear to be really important for pruning away of connections in the brain. And these molecules are present in the adult brain too. So there's some pruning going on even in the adult brain, but it is also known that for every connection that's pruned, there are connections that are added. So there's a kind of stable state. And what we discovered is that if we block the function of these molecules in the adult brain, then it becomes a more youthful brain in the sense that more connections can be made and fewer are removed.
And what are the molecules?
In the mouse, there is a receptor which we call PIRB. And what's really surprising is that these molecules, these receptors, were only thought to have roles in the immune system. But a number of years ago, we discovered PIRB in the mouse nervous system in the brain, actually in neurons.
And do you know what chemical it is that binds onto this receptor
yes,
to activate
it? Yes, we do.
It?
And this is also surprising because these chemicals are the same ones that are known to bind on in the immune system. So again, the whole system seems to be used both in the brain and in the immune system.
Can we now go forward saying, right, now we're going to be able to turn University of the Third Age subscribers into undergraduates again and learn like an 18-year-old?
I got really excited about this idea when we first made the discovery. And then sort of reason took over. And I realized that, let's say we had a pill that you could take to do that, which would be cool. But would it be? Because maybe it would actually destabilize a lot of the learning that's happened. And so, you know, for every new thing we learn, maybe we would actually, again, forget and have to go back to med school. Because it might be that, the pill would not only allow us to make new connections and learn new things, but also you might lose some of our old connections.
So you can learn quickly, but you can also forget even faster. That was Carla Schatz. She's from Stanford University. Ginny, I don't know, would you be tempted by a drug that would make your brain young again?
I don't know. At the moment, I think I'd be too worried about the risks. I mean, what might you end up forgetting? It could be something really important. Now,